I know you have some questions for me. I have answers for you. I have a secret I'd like to share with you. Why don't you sit back and let me tell you? I'd like to whisper it to you because it's just for you. I don't know if you realize it or not, but I am able to tranquilize you with just my voice. I am able to placate you, to lull you into a state resembling sleep, to create a stillness in you so strong, so deep, that it would just be simply too much effort to fight it or resist. And even if you try to, you'll only be overcome with a feeling of helplessness against me. Because we both know you actually do want to hear every word I have to say. You like how the things I say seem to sink into you, become a part of you, fill your head, and come back to you later when you're by yourself. When you're alone and undisturbed. And I can paralyze your whole body from head to toe with a combination of words, thoughts, and soft, subtle actions that have nothing soft nor subtle about them. It's extremely potent and pure. And that's why it penetrates so deeply into you. You open like a blooming flower, like a summer rose, and you receive it all. With each exhale, you actually take me in deeper. And your subconscious makes you want more, because it's good for you to want more of this. This stillness, so profound, so sublime, that you are bound by it, that it restrains you, captures you, puts you under a spell, a long, sweet, deep spell that's like a kiss. And it lingers, and it stays with you, and it can stay with you forever. A feeling of being wanted, hunted, desired, and you don't even know why. You don't have to know exactly why. It's more than enough for you just knowing that I'm getting what I want. and that I can have my way with you. Whether it's taking money from your wallet or removing every piece of clothing you have on or erasing memories and eroding your free will to the point where you would do anything to be with me and to support my endeavors. Because after all, they're very much in line with your own. Your need to be taken is mine to exploit. Your secret dream of being messed with, not even realizing how or what is happening to you, just the source of it. Me, sweet, lovely, wickedly bewitching me. It's all in my hands now. You're in my hands now. Your head is between my hands right now as I hold it, cradle it, and cup it. I can siphon off everything out of your mind so that you are blank, empty, open, ready for me to write my script all over you, craving my will to drip into you and fill you very slowly but very surely. There's nothing you can do about what you want. You're helpless against your deep, fetishistic desire. Helpless against your deep, fetishistic desires are mine to make even kinkier, to bend even more. I can take mine like a nice, even kinkier, to bend even more. I can take you like a nice, soft piece of pipe cleaner and wrap you around my finger, spiral you around, conforming to the shape of my finger, and then just slip my finger out and leave you nice and empty to do it all over again, to fill you up all over again, or to empty you out at my feet. Just walk through you, over you, soak in you, bathe in you, in your need, in your twin desire of lust and love for what is happening to you, all caused by me, by the things I think and the things I do. Combined, these actions are too powerful for you to do anything about except submit and give it up. If you're a prisoner, you might as well be one that behaves well, as it will work out much better for you. You're certain to get some of what you want and what you need, and it's going to happen to you whether you like it or not, whether you say so or not, whether or not you ask or beg. It's coming for you, towards you, like a beam of light, and it's not stoppable. It's unstoppable. It's imminent. You're falling for me. And that's very, very good. It's partly your purpose and entirely your place to drop at my feet and wait patiently for the next thing to happen to you, whatever I decide. That's your reality. Whatever I tell you, that's what you think about. All you have to do right now is close your eyes and open your mind's eye and know that I'm right here with you, slipping something out of my top from between my breasts that I've been hiding from you by distracting you, even though it's been in plain view this entire time. Isn't it interesting how you can miss something that's right in front of your face? Yes. It is. You know what else is interesting? How your body responds to my words. How parts of your body betray you, give away those feelings that you have inside of you for me. I can tell how fast or slow your heart is beating, and I can tell where on your body the blood is rushing to the most, and I can make those things go the way I want them to, exactly how I want them to play out. And I can penetrate your subconscious by distracting you with this pendant between my breasts that just seems to float there suspended, kind of like how you are in this state right now, trapped, abducted by a very intelligent, dominant, scheming, plotting, witchy, feminine, hypnotist. I can make your body resist or respond as I determine best. You're easy to program. You're simple for me to figure out. It's lovely having you like this, because I can really do whatever I want to do with you right now, making you catch your breath and then exhale as I penetrate deeper into you. And once I'm inside of you, I open up and expand, and I will stretch that elastic little mind of yours. before I pop it. And make everything come spilling out like glitter floating through the air. Getting all over everything, impossible to gather every last bit back up by yourself. You wouldn't even know where to begin. You would just stay there lost, taken apart, helpless, paralyzed, immobilized, tranquilized, stunned and stupefied as you see me reach. With precision and determination for every last part, examining you, measuring you, redesigning just how I want to put you back together. I can leave something out, something missing that I'll keep with me around my neck like a pendant, like a little part of you that I can use to track you and control you. And you'll always search for it. And never know what it is. You'll only know when you're close. Like playing the hot and cold game. You'll know when it's colder. And you'll know because you'll feel when you're warmer. When you're closer to the center of the bottom. Of a beautiful abyss. My garden is for you. Lush, fragrant, inviting. And now you're confused because were you invited or were you? Did you discover this, or were you kidnapped and brought here? And as memories are invaded with desires to know more about your captor, your new owner. Your body can't help but react to everything. I use against it. I can tease you to come closer. And closer to the center of the bottom of this impossible maze. You don't need to know anything anymore. Just listen and focus on my voice. Which pacifies you and calms you and makes you feel funny inside. It's good. You can't help it because you like it that much. You can't contain yourself. You can't get up and get away, but you can lie there and squirm for me. And you can clench the muscles. tighten and tense every bit of muscle in your cock for me. And you can give it up to me. You can hand it over to me right now. You can agree that it's better in my hands. And you can sign over your cock and balls and even ask to me for me to use. And sweetly abuse as I see fit. I can give it a smack. Or I can drip slippery wet lube onto it and rub it in. And then lift my hand away and watch. My cock bounce, twitch, reach straight towards me for more. And I can tell you how I'm gonna press my hand against it, wrap each finger slowly around it, give it a nice squeeze and a stroke. I can do all that just with words. And I could snap my fingers. And you wake up with your hand on your cock. But is it really your cock? But is it really your cock?